This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, special thanks go out to our great military men and women listening to us right now, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and those overnight waitresses that are working there in the truck stops, keeping the truckers rolling, and everybody else, thanks for what you do. A special shout-out goes to all of our roughnecks working on the oil rigs across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, getting a little tough up there in the frozen tundra, Wyoming and Montana. Also to our Aramco oil workers in Saudi Arabia. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those last two words in there, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, I want to give everybody a quick update on Ms. Rosemary, because she called and left me a message, and we're kind of communicating, but it's not in a normal fashion because of what I'm about to tell you. Now, she's undergoing speech therapy because of her problems talking, resulting from a stroke that almost killed her around Christmas time. And she sends her love and prayers to all who are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. She's still having trouble speaking, but she's getting better every day, and she's just going to keep plugging away, plugging away, plugging away. And one day when we least expect it, we'll hear the telephone ring, and guess who it's going to be? So there you go. Now, Kyle, the president is taking a lot of flack right now, and he shouldn't be. And I want you to listen to the CDC's Stephen Redd at a hearing in front of some congressmen in Washington, D.C. And listen to what he had to say about all this.
The Chinese government failed to give us notice for 2 months from the time of the outbreak until they did make the international community aware. What damage did that do to our ability to deal with this in a better fashion, if any, that you're aware of?
I think there's some things that they did well and others that they didn't. The reporting the outbreak quickly, posting the sequence of the new virus, there did appear to be a period of time when probably things were going on that weren't getting out of China. I think there were questions about whether there was human-to-human transmission. That initially appeared it might be just people exposed to animals. So I think that was a period of time when we were, there's not really anything we would have done differently. We were working on a diagnostic test. We were sending materials that started the ball rolling on vaccine production. As you know, within weeks of identifying the outbreak, restriction of travel from China, reduced travel by 90%. I think that was a very helpful move to prevent more cases from China coming into the United States.
Well, yeah, it was, and that's what slowed everything down, because otherwise I think we could have been just like Italy right now.
Yes, most unfortunately we would be. And, you know, Captain, President Trump did take decisive action when it became apparent what was happening and where this virus was primarily emanating from early on. Now, if no matter what the president does, he will either be charged with overreaction or not enough reaction, this kind of thing. But given the same kinds of circumstances, I wonder if another president, perhaps from another party, perhaps one of the people running right now, would have chosen to take the same decisive action, given what we know about how they play the political angle on things. But President Trump didn't seem to be interested in that when he shut down travel from China.
No, and we understand that there's a wide, you know, when you start talking about pandemic, it gets people's attentions, and whether or not we're there yet or not is room for debate, and I say we're not. I say I don't think we're going to be, but I will say this. Catholic churches across Rome were ordered closed over in Italy. We just mentioned them. Biden and Sanders campaigns are going to be working remotely. The Mormons have canceled all their global church activities, and that means anywhere they're at. The health department estimate is that 100,000 people could be affected in the state of Ohio alone, but that's an estimate based on some pretty sketchy details. New York City declared a state of emergency, no surprise there. Out in your neck of the woods, Quiet Place 2 delayed as Hollywood girds for the shutdown. Amazon tells its staff globally to work from home where possible, and the NBA, the NCAA, Major League Baseball, the NHL, all have shut down their activities.
Yes, they have. And they're doing so, you know, I think, number one, out of an abundance of caution. They're doing so, at least in California as well, in response to Governor Newsom's new policies and emergency actions, essentially, the idea of not having gatherings over 250 people. And also, Captain, we're starting to see some schools, also in California. Susie Q, as a matter of fact, posted earlier about San Francisco schools.
Yeah.
They were closing down. And then also we know that schools in Washington State, all the schools in Michigan have closed down. So one wonders, you know, others might follow suit. But given the circumstances, you're trying to give the virus not a place to spread.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. We'll wrap up the coronavirus discussion, unless you want to talk about it, because we've got to talk about some things going on other than that, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren, the announcer guy who's hanging on my phone waiting for me to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something if you're struggling with nagging pain, arthritis pain, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches and pain, maybe you got some swelling and some different areas of your body, this all-natural product will help you in all those respects. Now, you can do what I did, and that is to go on the Relief Factor 3-week quick start plan right away. It costs $19.95, and many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks. It is a 3-week plan, and you take it exactly the way it says. You'll take three packets of 4 capsules per day for the first week, and then you'll go to 2 a day after that. The reason for the 3 is to get it in your system, so it starts working. That's number one. But if you go to this website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, there's a little video there. You can watch and you can see what it's all about. And right after the video gets over, you'll have an opportunity to order the 1995 3-week quick start plan. And maybe you can have some relief like the rest of us, tens of thousands of us, have done. So, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, and sign on up, 1995, 3-week quick start. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to give some good news to some and some bad news to some other guys. Now, William, this is not going to help you, but you got to hear this. West Texas crude yesterday dropped $1.48 a barrel to $31.50. Brent crude yesterday dropped $2.50 a barrel to $33.22. Now, oil is continuing to fluctuate. The one-year forecast right now, the futures forecast, is for oil to be at $36 a barrel. But here's where the rubber meets the road. Kyle, are you holding on to something?
I am, yeah.
The price of gasoline wholesale, for the first time in I don't know, 3 years maybe, is below a dollar. It's 90 cents a gallon wholesale without adding in any of the taxes or transportation costs to get it to you via the pipeline, via the oil tankers, via the oil trains that deliver it, you know, the big supplies, because that's a large quantity price. 90 cents a gallon.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable.
We got to be doing a happy dance, right?
Well, absolutely.
But the guys that are up there working in Wyoming and Montana and western Nebraska and Pennsylvania on the shale rigs, it's not profitable for them. So a lot of these rigs are starting to shut down. They're going to wait till the price comes back, which it will. It's just a question of will it be the end of this month or next month or May, but I certainly don't think much more than 60 days is all this is going to take until, you know, people stop playing games in Saudi Arabia and Russia.
Well, that's right. And you see, this is what we were talking about just when all this started up with Russia and Saudi Arabia, that the idea that, yes, the gas prices will come down, that's a short-term gain for the consumer, but if you have people that are part of this industry or the industry itself is being really hurt by these actions by a foreign power, then that goes into the mix of what's happening to our country all at the same time with the coronavirus, which is causing the stock market, along with the oil prices, plus all the other politics going on in the election year. It's a double whammy.
Now, the United States last night, our Air Force and our we retaliated in Iraq for the Katyusha rocket attack against Camp Taji that killed two of our troops and one British soldier and wounded 10 others. We went after some of their command and control, the Shiite militia that was loyal to General Soleimani. And they're still trying to get even for that, and they're still trying to drive us the heck out of Iraq. And they're going to continue this every chance they get, which means, guess what, we're going to be busy for a while with our aircraft, because every time they do something like this, and we found a little truck basically in a grove of trees with the rocket launchers on them where they fired them from the truck. 30 rockets. I said it was 15. It wound up being 30. 30 rockets were fired at Camp Taji, which is unheard of. And, of course, we had our people killed and our people wounded.
That's exactly right. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said that President Trump had basically given the authority to do whatever he thought was needed to respond to this. And Esper went on to say, he says, you don't get to shoot at our bases and kill and wound Americans and get away with it. So, again, President Trump playing hardball with those who have taken up arms against the United States and our people.
Now, yesterday, we had another one of those days. With the Dow plunged 10%, it fell 2,352 points in the biggest point loss ever. I'm not invested in the stock market, so I'm not the right person to contend, you know, to talk about this in an intelligent manner. But I can just tell you that I'm looking at the futures right now, okay? And what usually happens after a big loss?
Well, it's a good question. You can go either way, I believe, sometimes, yeah.
Well, the Dow futures, the NASDAQ futures, and the Standard & Poor futures are all in the green. They're all up right now. They're not up a lot, but they're up, and up means up. So being patient, and even though I understand that a lot of people have lost a lot of money, maybe that's a good thing, and some people, like my friend, my aide-de-camp, had a stopgap in there where when the stock dropped to a certain level, he sold it, took the cash, and put it in what was called a cash fund where they get, you know, so much of a percentage back.
Right, right.
I know I'm using the wrong term there somewhere, but anyway, most of the people listening know what I'm talking about. So that's what he did, and he's going to take that money and reinvest it back in the stock market. He's just watching to see what happens. Now, that's probably going to have some people jumping off the roofs of buildings today, what happened yesterday, because they just can't keep taking this. All in all, since this started about 3 weeks ago, the world's wealth in terms of stock market has dropped $7.3 trillion all around the world.
Yes, that is a more than a significant number, obviously. But, you know, Captain, as you mentioned, you know, people who invested in the stock market, and I'm not a stock expert by any stretch, but what I understand is that if you're in the market, again, for the long haul, if, in other words, people will always be buying products, they're always going to be, doing the things that we've been doing for many, many years. Over the long haul, the stock market goes up, basically, for investments. But if it's in the short term, and some people panic, okay, I'm going to take my money out right away, this kind of thing, the reaction to these kinds of things shouldn't be done without some real good advice from somebody who can, who really knows the stock market or knows your investments. But otherwise, this is a bump in the road right now, but there are a lot of artificial factors, you know, weighing in on this. But generally speaking, though, the American people and American business is strong and the outlook is good.
Did you see AOC with Brent Baer yesterday?
I heard what she said. Basically, are you talking about the Michigan thing?
It was, yeah. Well, Michigan's only part of it, but she was talking about, you know, where we go from here with the things that are coming up. She actually did her homework and sounded like she knew what she was talking about. Scary thing, AOC suddenly starts to make a little sense. But maybe so, since she was on Fox.
Well, perhaps, you know, and maybe she's getting a little bit better at the part. What I heard her talking about was something about there was rampant voter suppression.
Yeah, in Michigan.
Bernie. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is why Bernie didn't win in Michigan. And I'm wondering, first of all, is there any evidence of that? And but this sounds like kind of a sour grapes kind of a thing.
Well, sure. I mean, because any time that they lose, it's, oh, voter suppression. Oh, the blacks weren't allowed to vote, and they were intimidated. And, I mean, it always becomes a racial thing. Always.
Well, and that's most unfortunate. But what the funny thing is that this is the Democrat primary. And I thought that, you know, somehow the Democrat primaries were, you know, exempt from any kind of dastardly deeds that they would always, you know, accuse Republicans of or something like that. And I think voters see through it. Bernie lost because his message is not resonating.
No.
And then Bernie came out guns blazing saying, no, people love our progressive message, quote unquote. I just don't see it. And I think the repudiation is pretty, extreme. And I don't think it's just because people think Biden is somehow, the stalwart presidential material. I think they were afraid of Bernie Sanders really wants to do what he says he wants to do.
Do you remember who Bradley Manning was?
Yes, rings a bell, yeah.
All right, when we come back, we're going to tell you about his new half, Chelsea Manning, and what happened yesterday and what was done as a result of what happened yesterday. I'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and our friend Kathy Curtis is going to give you the phone number here. So, Kathy Curtis, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
No fans and now no players. New this hour, we learned the PGA Tour shutting down for a month. Also new, we learned the Prime Minister of Canada's wife testing positive for coronavirus after experiencing flu-like symptoms. More now from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
She started exhibiting mild flu-like symptoms after returning from a trip to the United Kingdom. But he and his wife Sophie plan to remain in self-isolation. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And a closer look now at the numbers. More than 1,600 confirmed corona cases here in the U.S. At least 37 people have died from the virus. And Wall Street having its worst session since 1987 because of coronavirus concerns. The Dow losing 2,353 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Now, are you paying a little bit more than what you need to be for your car or your truck insurance or maybe your motorcycle you're driving or your ATV, your boat, your RV, your Sea-Doo, your Ski-Doo? Let me offer you a suggestion. And by the way, homeowners insurance and renters insurance too. How about checking out Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, the website. Go on over there and see how Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, I get a bundle with them because I get the homeowner's policy for my home, and I also get the automobile policy, and it gives me a break, and that's a good thing. And then every year that you're a safe driver, knock on wood, there I am, I get a safe driver's discount. Which means that while some people are getting increases, standard increases of 5 or 10% or 15% or whatever these insurance companies like to do, I don't see that because my rate's being reduced while theirs are being increased because of the fact that I've either been a good driver or I've got the package bundle. So there you go. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, because they couldn't reach an agreement in the Congress, the U.S. FISA program is set to expire right now.
That's right. That's exactly right. And so, you know, we're going to see how that plays out. There's been a lot of talk about this, but in many ways, you know, we've heard talk about the process that the FISA court uses. But in so many ways, Captain, it wasn't the process, is my understanding, that was really at fault. ultimately, but it was in fact the lying to the Pfizer.
Well, let's stop with the lying for a minute. Did you see the story that came out again about Adam Schiff?
Which one was that?
Well, he is a serial liar. He did more lying than we even know about. Because yesterday we found out about more lying on top of the lying he already did.
Yeah, right. I don't doubt it. You know, he seemed to have a very easy time of doing that kind of thing. But when it came to going into court to these Pfizer judges and getting the subpoenas or getting the wiretaps, essentially, that's what the judges themselves, I think, have been very, very upset about that.
Yeah, very much so. And, folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Now, Kyle, Joe Biden has named a new Clinton-Obama veteran as his campaign manager. Do we know who this campaign manager is?
Yes, we certainly do. It announced on Thursday, the Biden campaign did, that Jen O'Malley Dillon, she did work on Barack Obama's 2008 and 2012 campaigns. But get this, Captain, she most recently served as Beto O'Rourke's presidential campaign manager.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's I can't make this stuff up, evidently. And, of course, Beto is, according to Joe Biden and his outburst,
the gun czar.
He's going to be the gun czar. And so, like I said, you can't make this stuff up. But she's been around in politics for a while. She's 43 years old, we understand. And so this is she's going to be taking over from the current person there, Greg Schultz. And so we'll be interested to see what kind of changes that makes. But, of course, Biden is shifting now from the campaign in terms of the primaries. I think they're trying to have a much more general campaign outlook.
Yeah, but if he's gone with Beto O'Rourke's former campaign manager, he's going to be going left of left.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think they look at the Bernie people and they're saying, we've got this civil war on our hands. And make no mistake, Bernie came out guns blazing and I think just ramped up the Democrat civil war. If it wasn't for the new developments in the coronavirus, et cetera, and the president's speech, I think that would be a much bigger story. But I think they're trying to find perhaps some way to try to go out and get those Bernie voters who are going to be many who are never Biden voters, basically. I think you could be right about that. Yeah.
Now, folks, in case you're joining us late along the network, Nancy Pelosi came out last night, to be specific, and said that they're nearing a deal with the White House on the COVID-19 aid package. Now, negotiators have been struggling to hammer out a deal to provide funding and resources for the American workers, families, and businesses reeling with health and financial problems from the pandemic. Now, this thing is, the final details are being worked out right now. Pelosi said that she expected an announcement yesterday. That did not happen, so they're going to go back at it today. And we'll see how that works out. But the president's point man on this is Steve Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, and he's been running back and forth.
Well, that's right. And so, again, this tacks on to the $8.3 billion that was already slated by Congress. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, whether or not they're going to be making a deal that is, you know, primarily about the coronavirus and the reaction to that, or if this is going to be an opportunity to try to tack on a lot of other stuff that has nothing to do with it right now. And of course, all of the acrimony between the White House and the Speaker, I think, is going to factor into this as well, unfortunately.
Now, yesterday we heard about Tom Hanks and his wife testing positive for the coronavirus down in Australia. So now they have to do whatever the Australian government tells them they have to do since they're out of the country, which more than likely will be to isolate themselves over the course of the next 2 weeks, maybe even longer. They may be as long as 30 days, I don't know. But on top of everything else, we find out that the wife of Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau has the virus and will have to also quarantine herself.
That's what we heard. That broke just a little while ago, yesterday evening, and so that's exactly right. So it's going to show, and I think we'll start seeing, unfortunately, more familiar names like this. But I understand too, Captain, that Tom Hanks and his wife, they took the Instagram again to say that, you know, they were doing well, essentially, but they are following the dictates of whatever the doctors are telling them there in Australia. I think there's been a good outpouring, of course, because a lot of people love Tom Hanks and his wife as well, and so we do wish him the absolute best.
And by the way, the military, U.S. military, reportedly, and we've been talking about this on and off during the week, they've reportedly come very close to a new coronavirus vaccine breakthrough, and they've been working along with Israel on this.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I'd heard that Israel had been doing some extensive work on this, and I think that hopefully in conjunction that they'll come up with something. But I don't think that this is going to come from anywhere else other than perhaps the United States or Israel at this point. And, of course, you know, trying to get a hold of, you know, the original virus or how it came to be or where it actually came from and all these things, I think, is key in developing that vaccine.
And speaking of vaccines, this will be developed in the United States. It'll have nothing to do with China because China has had a toehold on medications and antibiotics and the things that you don't even think about when you get a prescription. That stuff has been coming from China, a lot of it.
That's right. And so is there going to be a medication bomb, you know, here at some point, in addition to other things that might be manufactured or that we typically get from China because of these supply line disruptions and so forth. So we haven't really seen the last of that kind of impact, but the prescription medicine impact could be very significant.
Right. And, of course, I've been talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Kyle, of course, is on the show many times a week. Now, I need to very quickly get back in here and talk about Chelsea Manning, the former Bradley Manning. Now he is a she or something like that. I'm not going to get into it. But a U.S. judge yesterday ordered the WikiLeaks source leaker Chelsea Manning released from prison after she tried to kill herself.
Yeah, that's what I heard earlier today as well. Yeah, so she was in jail in Virginia. So that's what we understand at this time. Yeah.
So I don't know if she's on her own recognizance or what the deal is, but I'm pretty sure they got an ankle bracelet or something on her so they can keep track of her.
Right, and of course Manning had been in custody for about 6 years so far, as I understand.
Right, and hello to Maria in the chat room. She's saying hello to all of you. I have to run again. She's going off to work, and we'll hear her on the weekend. But hello to Maria in Germany, our favorite German.
That's right, yeah. Stay low, Maria, because
you
know that they've also got big coronavirus.
They're talking about 70% of the people in Germany could come down with this.
That's right. And this
My
is,
God.
Well, and then I heard something else earlier today, too, being reported that they're concerned about the possibility of the virus living outside a human host for a time, but longer than they ever thought, kind of a thing. And so this is why, not only in terms of curtailing gatherings, but what they call social distancing.
All right, tell everybody how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And folks, we're coming right back. Kyle, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
We're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a look at our Truckers Highway and Byway report. Al says he's over there in Colorado. Well, guess what? It's snowing in Colorado. So, Al, are you in the snow I'm looking at? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Shot a man while in his castle.
take the money and run. And a lot of guys are doing that tonight, especially up there, and I hate to say this, but up there in fracking land, up in Wyoming and Montana, because I don't know how to say this any other way than you're going to be laid off for a little while by the looks, because the price of oil has dropped down so far, and the futures for at least 2 months out there look like it's going to be around $35, $36 a barrel. Now, let's tell you that this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you, and stop in today and find out what they're all about. You're going to love it. Well, severe storms and heavy rain in the Mid-South, heavy rain in the Desert Southwest, and snow. Winter storm warnings up for Washington State, for Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, for most of Montana, for parts of Nebraska. And if Al said he went to Colorado tonight, there's snow in southwestern Colorado, but when he goes back to Nebraska, he's liable to have a big surprise. And over in Utah, snow over there tonight, a winter storm watch for Lake Tahoe and Reno and Truckee and over across Sacramento to Redding and up towards the Oregon line. So a lot of winter weather tonight. So let's cut right to the chase. Now, a cold front will produce potential for severe storms and a few tornadoes, some of them potentially strong with damaging winds and large hail from the lower Mississippi Valley to the Tennessee and Ohio valleys. And I'm looking right now at a severe storm warning that's around Midland, Texas. That's all part of this front that's headed in that general direction. So be advised, as daylight comes around and the temperatures warm up, there's going to be a problem across that area of the country. Now, a separate storm will continue to produce locally heavy rain across the desert southwest, and that's there right now. We've got flash flood warnings right now around Phoenix, and we've got rain and flash flood watches up in Las Vegas and over in the western part of the eastern part of the desert of California, over there by Yuma, and up into, let's see here, up into Kingman, over towards Flagstaff, and then south back down towards Tucson. That's what the weather looks like over there right now, with a lot of rain going on in that area. Now, we also have, in Washington State, to the west of Seattle, Bremerton and the higher elevations that way, a snow advisory tonight in the higher elevations. And coming east out of Seattle, half of the state, all the way to the Idaho border, you've got snow tonight. You've got a winter storm warning up in the Yakima and Wenatchee areas towards Canada tonight in Washington State. That winter storm warning also comes all the way across over into Coeur d'Alene. And 4th of July, you're getting hammered tonight. The Indian Reservation, where 90 and 94 come together, you're getting hammered over in there, winter storm warning. To the east in the northeastern corner, small part of Montana, the temperatures haven't dropped yet, so you are getting rain. And there's a flash flood watch in effect there. Now, moving down to the southwestern corner of South Dakota, we have some snow there tonight. In Colorado tonight, we have a lot of snow. A lot of snow. And it's in the southwestern corner down there, as well as in Wyoming, coming up on I-25 up into Colorado. Now, there is snow in the northwestern corner of Kansas. There's a lot of snow in Nebraska with a winter storm warning right smack dab in just about where Al lives in Nebraska. And then the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, you've got cold weather and snow advisory there, winter watch, storm watch advisory up in that area. You've got some scattered rain coming down through Kentucky and Tennessee. Got some high wind warnings along Lake Ontario tonight, Lake Erie, the lee shore of the lakes. Right now, that's all it is wind. And from Pensacola, Florida, west on I-10, throughout the southern part of Louisiana, over into New Orleans and over towards Lafayette, Louisiana, you've got a dense fog advisory, so be advised of that on I-10. That will slow you down. And then way, 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 way up in northern Maine, and this is almost into Nova Scotia, this is up above Presque Isle. That's how far up this is. And Caribou, you've got snow tonight up in Maine. All right. And that's the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our good friends at the Pilot and Flying J. All right, I think I know who this is. Is this Todd in Tampa?
Yes, sir, boss. Let's get down to business. Here's what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen, in the White House. Einstein's number one down there in charge of all. I'm responsible for the House and the Senate. I wish somebody would have a war room for every seat in the House and the Senate. Let me say something here. China cannot feed its own people. They got 3 billion people. This deal that we just signed with them, you need to cut it and put the tariffs back on there. That'll clear up the coronavirus virus here. China cannot feed their people. Plus, they don't want to pay the tax that we just put on them. Put the tariffs back on them like you had there, and let's get down to business. Remember, the American people need to do business with other companies. The Speed of Trust by Stephen Covey is the way to do business now, since we're doing business with ourselves in the United States. Made in America, bought in America, paid for it by American, and let's do business with ourselves. Let's get to work here and save the country. While we're looking over here, we're going to lose the House and the Senate, because it's all about stopping Trump. Everything that the left has done from the time they woke up, from the time the guy stepped on the escalator in New York City, from the time, if you haven't listened here, we've been on Captain's America show for the last 3 years. I'm glad y'all joined the party, but we're on the Trump train, and we're moving forward to make sure that we elect Trump.
Okay.
Make America great again, people. Let's get to work. God bless you.
All right, and Todd hits the nail right on the head. What he said is exactly correct. Make no mistake about it, the Democrats, you know, let no good crisis go to waste. Well, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing, and they're out there, and they're just going after the president every which way they think they can do it. Now, the usual principles are in the middle of all this. As a matter of fact, I was looking at something here. I was debating on whether or not I wanted to play it. And just because of what Todd just said, I am going to play it. Here she is. Here's the gift that keeps on giving, Maxine Waters.
It's been said over and over again that you cannot trust this president. Not only is he a liar, he does not believe in anything scientific. So the president of the United States cannot be relied upon. Someone said he needs to be quiet. He needs to shut his mouth. And he should do that and allow CDC and NIH and others to deal with this issue and to help us through it.
Apparently she hasn't been paying attention. That's exactly what he's doing, because they are running the show, the CDC and the NIH, and he's just steering the ship. So, Maxine, you got it wrong again. But why am I not surprised? All right, top of the hour coming. News is next. And then Kathy's going to give you the phone number if you want to call in. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I
mean,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.